Salam! Welcome to another episode of Learn Farsi with Ghazal, where we explore the delightful world of Persian language through its flavors. I'm Ghazal, your host, and today we will embark on a juicy adventure into the realm of Persian fruits. Are you ready? Bezan berim! In Iran, we have different types of fruit because of the diverse climate. So, let's start. The first fruit you need to know is the word for apple. Sib. 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 The next one, watermelon. Hendevane. 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 Orange. Portugal. 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 Strawberry. Tut farangi. Tut farangi. Tut farangi. Grape. Angur. 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 Cherry. Gilas. 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 Banana. Moz. 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 Pomegranate. Anar. 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 Sour cherry. Albalu. 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 Kiwi. 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 Apricot. Zardalu. 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 Peach. Hulu. 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 Plum. Alu. 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 And fig. Anjir. 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 Wonderful. Now please repeat after me. لطفاً بعد از من تکرار کنید. سیب. هندوانه. پرتقال. توت فرنگی. انگور. گیلاس. موز. انار. آلبالو. کیوی. آناناس. زردالو. هلو. آلو. انجیر. Now, what is your favorite fruit? میوه مورد علاقه شما چیه؟ میوه مورد علاقه من هندوانه هست. میوه مورد علاقه شما چیه؟ There are some types of fruits that I mostly saw in Iran. The first one is mulberry, toot. 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 The next one is persimmon, khormalu, 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 tangerine or mandarin, narengi, 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 And the last one, which is date. That's pretty popular in the Middle East. Khurma. 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 Okay, very good. Please repeat after me. Tut. Khurmalu. Khurma. Va. Narengi. Well, fruit in Iran often follow the rhythm of the seasons. For example, in Bahar or spring, you will find the succulent tut. Tabestun or summer brings forth the refreshing hendavane. Pais or autumn introduces the crunchy angur. And as zemestun or winter approaches, the ever popular portugal takes the stage. Well, these seasonal shifts not only influence the availability of fruits, but also contribute to various cultural practices and festivals. In the next part, I want to tell you about khurma and anar more, because these are not just snacks. They have a cultural symbolism. For example, khurma often symbolize hospitality and are shared during special occasions. Or anar, which is a symbol of fertility or prosperity in Persian culture. It is important to understand these symbolic meanings because it adds depth to your appreciation of Persian fruits. Okay, beyond snacking, Persian cuisine beautifully incorporates fruits into dishes. Have you ever tried fesanjun? It is a delightful stew made with pomegranate and walnuts. Actually, ground walnuts. And it is typically paired with chicken. And last but not least, have you ever heard of apmive? Apmive means juice. Now, if you want to talk about a typical juice like orange juice, you can say ab-e portugal or apple juice, ab-e sib. So you add the fruit instead of mive. So ab-e sib, ab-e portugal, ab-e hendevane. Okay, afarin. خیلی خوبه. So, as we conclude our fruity journey today, I encourage you to explore the vibrant world of Persian fruit. I want you to visit the local markets, engage in conversations, and most importantly, savor the flavors that enrich the Persian language and culture. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast and this episode. Please don't forget to subscribe us, and you can also find us on Instagram with the name Learn Farsi with Ghazal. If your friends are learning Persian, please don't hesitate to share this episode with them. Until next time, ba umeed-e didar, khuda hafiz!